saving money. Out broadcasting live at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona for the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. We've got chairs set up and folks are starting to show up. If you get here before 9:30, we've got a special side gate open just for Rosie on the House listeners. And you show up before 9:30 and we'll get you in the building for free, and you will be feasting on all the experts from all arenas and all walks of home improvement and remodeling. Come on down. We'll be doing demonstrations on the Sanderson stage all day long, broadcasting till 11. We've got demonstrations at 12. We've got a couple stages going on. I'll be over at the Sanderson stage, so come on over. I need a Dunkin' Donut IV here. I'm dragging. I'm feeling every single day of my age right now. We were up late last night. Romy is not with us today. I connected this equipment all by myself. I think it's the first time I've ever done it. Hey, how about that, huh? And it works. Romy's sweet wife, Miss Amanda, delivered a young boy last night, the Romero's 10th grandchild, and of course we were up most of the night waiting the event out. So thank the Lord for a good, healthy, safe delivery for the mom and the baby. Romy opted not to come in and work this morning. I think he got to sleep probably about 5:30 this morning. Hey, Rosie on the House is growing, and I want to make sure all of you in the Casa Grande, Eloy, Florence area know. For years, we have been getting phone calls from Casa Grande, and they say, Rosie, your Rosie certified contractors in Phoenix won't come to Casa Grande, and your Rosie certified contractors down in Tucson won't come up to Casa Grande. What are we supposed to do? Well, you will now, if you go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and click into where you live. Casa Grande now has the beginning of a Rosie on the House referral network with certified contractors. So get in there and check it out. We'd also like to welcome one of our newest members up in the Phoenix market, is Presidential Pools, one of the largest, virtually the largest pool builder in Arizona, and have done it with virtually no advertising. They have built 700-800 pools a year, and they do it by word-of-mouth referral. If you're contemplating a pool, they're here today, so come on down and meet the folks at Presidential Pools, another great Rosie on the House certified partner. I have a special guest here plugged into our headset this morning. I even got her headset to work. So, boy, I'm like running around. Man, I should go buy another lottery ticket, my second one ever. Renee Smith of Maricopa County Home and Garden Show, thank you for joining us, and thank you for having us out here. What a beautiful venue. Is this your stadium?
Don't I wish? No, I think it's the City of Glendale Stadium.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But you host the show out here.
We do, twice a year.
And this is the spring show, and you'll have another one in about October?
We have another show here, actually, in August.
It's in August,
time.
Okay.
Yeah, because
okay.
It's fully air-conditioned, and, of course, the stadium floor is 40 feet below ground, so it stays nice and cool.
We were visiting with some folks. I'm surprised how many winter visitors are in this show as guests. It blows me away. I'll bet you a third of all the people I talked to yesterday were here winter visiting. And they want to know, how do they play football in this arena, in this stadium? I said, well, the field's out in there.
It's outside, yeah.
We got these overhead doors that just come up. Oh, you're kidding me. What a great facility.
It really is. It's beautiful. You know, the Discovery Channel actually did a huge hour-long show on this stadium here. So, I mean, it is a marvel.
It is that. Now, how many years have you been doing the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show?
We've been actually producing the Maricopa County home shows now for over 20 years. We started at the fairgrounds, and
yes.
We do still
you
do
still
three
do
shows
yes.
there
mm-hmm.
a year. Mm-hmm. And we were actually the first show on the stadium floor here when they just first opened.
Yeah, that seems like yesterday.
It does. I don't want to talk about how long it goes because time flies.
And you've got virtually, if you've ever been in the stadium, we've got virtually the entire floor filled with vendors. I don't know, can you tell me what number, how many booths are down there? How many companies are represented?
There's about, I want to say, maybe 600 companies down
there.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yep.
There awesome.
Are licensed, bonded, insured. We check them out through the ROC. So you're, if you come down to the show, you're working with some really good companies. And of course, we have Rosie on the House exhibitors at the show too.
We do. We do. And you have been very gracious in allowing us, any friends that I've got that can get here by 9:30, you're going to let them in the door for free.
Definitely. What you want to do is, the stadium is at the Glendale and 101 exit on the west side. And you want to come in, park, and then go to the gate two entrance. And we're actually where they call it the birdcage. We're right inside gate two. You can come on down and get into the show for free. You can also sit here and listen to us and watch us live.
I was bragging about all I got done. The one thing I didn't get done, I don't know how Romy makes the radio show go out over those speakers. So the folks that are here listening can only hear us. They can't hear the rest of the show. So we'll try and get that figured out so y'all can hear the whole show here shortly. Renee, thanks again for joining us. Thanks again for having us out. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Absolutely. Folks, you can give us a ring, and wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, it's a toll-free number. Jennifer pays for the phone call. Ain't that sweet? That's why I call her Sweet Jennifer. 1-888-767-4348. We'd love to hear from you. I'm dragging. My brain is about half asleep. I'm in a very dark cloud this morning from exhaustion, and I'm going to need callers today because I'm not going to have the creative, wonderful, entertaining material because the brain just isn't working that good. So give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. This is the do-it-yourself versus the wreck-it-yourself show. We're going to talk about do-it-yourself projects that you can do, or you can call in and tell us about projects you've done and wrecked all by yourself. Maybe if you've only gotten halfway through wrecking it, I can save you and redirect you and get you some tricks and of the trade and tips and maybe coach you as to the right tools you need and get the project saved. Invariably, what homeowners call me when projects they've tried to tackle themselves, invariably, it's generally the woman of the house calling me complaining about the schedule of the job. Usually it's a husband that started a project, assured his wife this is something that probably get done before the in-laws show up, and that was for Easter last year, and the project still isn't done. So if you've got one of those half-baked projects that you'd like to see finished, a great way to shame or embarrass or encourage that spouse into finishing is giving us a ring and mentioning his name or her name on air, the town in which he or she lives, and what the project is, and that might be all the encouragement they need to get it on and get it done. We do have a call on hold right now. We'll go ahead and take them before we get to the first break. Let's bring Michael into the conversation. Mr. Michael, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm tired.
Yeah, congratulations.
But other than that, I'm fine. How can we help you, Michael?
Yes. I'm trying to do a do-it-yourself project. I'm trying to drain my water heater. We seem to have lost the hot water throughout the house.
Okay.
You know, the kitchen is like boiling hot, but the shower is like, you know, like lukewarm.
Okay.
So I looked into like draining the tank and, you know, trying to get the sediment out.
Okay.
And right now I have a hose that is releasing nothing.
When was the last time you drained it?
Well, we've barely been in this house for about a year, year and a half. So it looks like a new tank, but it probably not.
Yeah. Can you tell me what part of Arizona you're in?
Gilbert.
Okay. And do you or do you not have a water softener?
We do have a water softener.
You do? Okay.
We added it when we moved into the house.
Oh, okay. So the water heater's probably lived without it for a while. I have seen water heaters take 24 hours to drain one drip at a time. Okay.
Wow.
Something that you might want to try. Now, you have a hot water faucet open somewheres, right? Or you have the pressure relief valve sprung open, don't you? So the water heater can breathe.
I turned open a faucet, but I didn't leave it open. Do I need to leave it open?
Yes, you do. And I'll tell you what you should do, Michael. Go. Are you on a wireless telephone?
Yes, I am.
Go over to the water heater. I want to talk you through a couple things. Because as long as you're going through the trouble of draining it, I want you to go ahead and overhaul the whole thing, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So on the top, there's going to be generally a brass-colored faucet that has a little silver arm on it, and that's spring-loaded. Go ahead, and it's probably laying horizontal. Go ahead and lift that straight vertical, and that will open that valve. That's a pressure relief valve. That will give that, that's like opening the top of a soda pop can, okay?
Yeah, I can hear it chugging now.
Now you should start getting some drainage. There's a good chance that the sediment at the bottom, as it's draining, the sediment's going to all congregate right there at that opening, and it's going to slow it way down again. One way it's slowed down, you're going to make a little bit of a water mess on the floor, but one way to break that loose is take the hose off and just get a coat hanger, straighten it out, and jog it in there and out, break up that sediment, and then it'll come back out, get your hose put back on. Once you're completely drained, Michael, what I want you to do is I want you to crack that water on and rinse the bottom of the tank 4 or 5 or 6 times. Crank it on, count to 10, turn it off. Let that drain. Crank it on, count to 10, turn it off. You're rinsing the tank out, okay? And as long as you've got the tank empty, go ahead and pull the anode rod, put a new anode rod in it, and you might as well pull the elements and take a look at them and see if they've got any a buildup on them at all. Now would be a great time to go ahead and replace the elements, replace the anode rod, make sure you close the drain valve, put it all together, fill it back up, and you'll be good to go. Does all that make sense?
That's good, yes. Thank you.
Okay, Michael, we appreciate the call. That opens a line for you at 1-888-767-4348. If I hit all these breaks on time without Romy here knocking me in the head like he has to do every single show, it'll be a miracle. But so far, so good. I hope I didn't just put the big mojo on that. It's Rosie on the House. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.